Before you go on, could you just provide a quick update on estrogen receptor mutations? And also, it's interesting, I'm not sure I've seen data looking for this in people with late relapse specifically. Has that been looked at?
No, that was one of the things they were asking for. So it's increasingly clear that ESR1 mutations, which were identified, you know, a decade ago, but people thought were vanishingly rare, and they are vanishingly rare if you only look at the primary breast cancer, it turns out that over time and under the selective pressure of particularly aromatase inhibitors, cancers mutate. This is what cancers do. They're good at it. And they develop, in particular, activating mutations in the ESR1 gene, and that confers insensitivity to antiestrogens. The idea here is that if you can identify the acquisition of these mutations, you know, should you then intervene with a different drug that is that can circumvent that resistance? Or should we be triaging our therapies in a way that will prevent the emergence of these clones? And I think those are all, it's not necessarily a late relapse function where you start at 5 years, but it may be that during the course of those 5 years, we may want to be assessing for the emergence of resistant clones and tailor our therapy accordingly.
And yeah, that's an interesting start to your list. I wouldn't have guessed that, but when I think about it, it makes a lot of sense. And it's just so frustrating to deal with that too. So, okay, that's on your list. What else?
I think that's partly on the list because it's so common, right? I mean, this is 80% of our patients,
right?
So we're struggling with therapy for 80% of patients in order to prevent these relapses that affect a minority, but you're treating so many.